Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Defense Secretary James Mattis said he sees no change in Russia's military capability in light of Russian President Vladimir Putin's recent speech, in which he said Russia has developed new strategic weapons systems capable of attacking the United States. As Secretary of Defense, Mattis said his role is to make strategic assessments, and he determined that there was no change to the Russian military capability in Putin's remarks. The systems the Russian president talked about are still years away, the secretary said, adding that he doesn't see them changing the military balance. They do not impact any need on our side for a change in our deterrent posture, he confirmed. The recent cancellation of scheduled strategic stability talks shows a Russia that's not even acting in its own best interests, said Secretary Mattis. Turning to Syria, Mattis noted that Russia signed up with the United Nations Security Council for a ceasefire in Homs, Aleppo, and East Ghouta. Their partner, the Assad regime, proceeds to bomb, at best indiscriminately, at worst targeting hospitals, he said. I don't know which it is. Either they're incompetent or they're committing illegal acts, or both. Secretary Mattis told reporters he is aware of reports of chlorine gas use and of the bombings taking place in Syria. It's almost like a sickening replay of what we've seen before, in Aleppo, for example, and before that in Homs, he said. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley worked with the U.N. Security Council to reach a ceasefire in Syria, and Russia's partner immediately commenced violating it, Mattis said. We're working through diplomatic means, continuing to work, he stressed. We don't give up.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.